BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Donald Trump has telephoned Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, to assure him of US support. The call came as people across the country heeded Mr. Guaido's call to hold peaceful protests in city squares and on street corners. He declared himself interim president. Saudi Arabia says it's ended the anti-corruption drive that was launched dramatically more than a year ago with the rounding up of hundreds of princes, billionaires and business leaders. The Saudi state news agency said that more than $100 billion were transferred to the state. Parts of the United States have been hit by a deadly blast of polar air. Temperatures have plunged to minus 40 Celsius in the Midwest and some eastern states. Five deaths have been blamed on the weather. It's emerged in legal documents that the British-based bank Barclays is moving more than $200 billion worth of assets to the Irish capital Dublin because it can't wait any longer to implement its Brexit contingency plan. India's top statistics official and a deputy have resigned in protest at a government delay in publishing a report many believe will show rising unemployment under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. An independent think tank said 11 million jobs were lost last year. Scientists in America have created an inflatable pill based on the pufferfish, which is designed to carry sensors or even tiny cameras into the stomach. They say that once swallowed, the capsule swells to the size of a ping pong ball and would allow doctors to detect diseases such as cancer. And that is the BBC News.